This is the Hot Off the Presses Atlanta Soccer Report presented by Georgia Natural Gas.
Hot, hot.
And Atlanta United coming off a 1-0 win over Monterey last night. Let's continue our discussion about that big game and that big win with Jeff Lorenowitz, who joins us live this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Now, Jeff, I understand how important CONCACAF is, but aren't you kind of glad it's over with just a little bit, just a little bit?
No, definitely not. I mean, it took us 2 years to qualify for that. I think that's something that the club and all the players saw as being incredibly important to kind of grow where we are as a league. And I think it was pretty disappointing to be bounced out last night. Obviously, now we get to focus on the league more. Mm-hmm. But we're certainly not happy we're out.
Jeff Loreno is talking, but it was a little bit of a much more, I guess, what we expect out of Atlanta United in terms of energy and chances last night. It was a lot more fun for fans to watch. I guess this team resembled a little bit more of what we're used to seeing. Did you get that sense in the field?
Yeah, I did. I definitely did. I think from the first minute, you know, we put them under pressure, and things just build from that. You know, the crowd gets behind you. You get the feelings of kind of what you've done in the past, and you continue to build throughout the game. I thought it was easily our best performance of the year so far.
So, Jeff, how does it feel when you know what the plan that Frank DeBoer is trying to implement, and you're out there trying to do it, and it's not coming together? How frustrating is that for you when you're out there like that, doing all the right things, and it's not coming together for you right away?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but, you know, you have to be patient. You have to know that we were doing things one way for a while, and now new ideas have come in. It's not always going to click right away. I think there's some new things you're doing on the field, some new ideas, but you have to be patient. We're kind of in a impatient city and in a people that are expecting one thing, but you know, you've got to let it play out, and I think that it's slowly coming together.
Oh, I'm not going to point fingers here, Jeff, but the reason we're impatient is because you guys won the title.
I mean, you know, winning a championship kind of makes it, you know, makes folks a little impatient.
I know. Hey, listen.
And let's be honest, we've done it from day one, you know, and
right.
I think that's why people are expecting that, and we expect it of ourselves as well. And, you know, the frustration that I'm sure the fans were feeling leading up to last night, trust me, that's being felt in the locker room too. Everybody wants more out of themselves, and you know, we're not patient either, but it takes some time for things to click.
Speaking of that, Jeff, have you had a chance to look at or get a glimpse of what the rings are going to look like?
I haven't. They've kept that under wraps.
Do you think it's going to be big and gaudy?
I don't really care. You know, as long as it's there, it represents something.
Come on, Jeff, it's America, though. It's, come on, man. You won an MLS Cup. It has to be gaudy. It has to be.
Well, we'll get a big one for you, Hugh. I'm not sure what we're getting, but yeah.
Well, explain something. Just because it's over here, Jeff, I mean, why haven't you gotten them yet? Do we know why? Whether the delay?
It takes time, John.
I'm not sure. To be honest with you.
Probably all them diamonds and stuff they're going to put in.
Oh, okay.
That could be it.
It's going to be icy. It's got to be ice. It's Atlanta. It got to be. It has to be gaudy and icy. It has to be.
Yeah, it's got to be gaudy. Jeff Lorenowitz joining us ahead of the Philadelphia Union game. All right, let's talk a little. Let's refocus here on MLS. Philadelphia Union comes in, and then you get that break. We'll talk about that in a moment. 0-1-1. We know how you've started here. How important do you think now, given what you did last night, can that translate to Sunday and you guys get kind of rolling in MLS?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it, too. We have a break after this game. Even if we were 2-0, I think that with Philly coming into our building, we'd want to win this game before a break. Whenever you go into some time off, you want to end it on a good note so that you can enjoy your time away and know that you did the work when you had to. So Philly's obviously struggled in their first two games as well, but you know, they're always a tricky team against us. They're always a tricky team when they come in. If you think about last year before they had the red card in the game, they were really putting it to us. I know that their coach likes to come in and really attack us if they can, and we have to be ready for that.
Jeff Lorenowitz, is the break going to be something that you're looking forward to? A lot of times if you're playing well, you don't want that kind of one game in 26 days kind of break, but you get a chance to train, you get a chance to finally get healthy, you get a chance to finally put the same 11 onto the field, I would think, you know, in multiple games back to back to back. Is this going to be end up being kind of a good thing?
To be honest, we finished on December 8th and started on January, I don't even remember, what, 10th? Somewhere around there, 14th. We didn't have much of an off season. I think that in the MLS, you're always enjoying a break when you can. If you've taken a look at our May schedule, there's not much of a break in there. So you got to take your days off when you can. You got to take your rest when you can. Obviously, we've got a couple of guys that are dinged up. If you know, we can use an extra week without a game or 2 weeks without a game to get a guy like Franco Escobar healthy, then we'll take it. And I think that, you know, you want to get on the field and kind of turn things around, but you also want to take your time when you can, and I think we'll do that.
Yeah, well, it was such a great sight last night, you know, to have all the fans there and, you know, get that feeling because, you know, as you said, you played your best game of the year last night. It had a little bit of a feel of last season, and it was sort of like, oh, yeah, okay, we got this again. And I think that that was shared by both players and, by the way, Jeff, by those in the stands.
Yeah, and it's always been that way, you know, since I've been here, since we've been around. It's a relationship where the things that are happening on the field translate into the stands, and everybody feels it, everybody senses it. You know, it's almost like there are parents and they're looking at us going, I know you could do better. You know what I'm saying? So I think last
analogy.
Night was a really, really good example of that. And, you know, we play for them. We know how much they put their heart and soul into creating the greatest atmosphere. And we want to repay them. So last night was a first step, and hopefully we can continue to build on that.
Jeff, appreciate it. Look forward to Sunday night's game against Philly. Thanks much.
You're the man, Jeff.
Yeah, good talking to you guys.
Have a good one.
Jeff Lorenowitz is joining us. This is the Hot Off the Presses Atlanta Soccer Report, brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas.